Welcome to Yoga Nidra. I'm Michelle D'Agostino, a yoga and Ayurvedic practitioner with 25 years of experience. Yoga Nidra is a practice that I've been offering for the last 13 years to the students at Penn State as a way to help them manage stress as well as loss of sleep the week before finals. So what I'd like to do is just offer you a little framework for our practice today. First thing is that you want to make sure that you are not going to be interrupted throughout the entire practice. So, you know, maybe letting the folks who live with you know that you're doing a practice, turn your phones off, find a quiet space. Also making sure that you feel comfortable and warm, so some socks, some blankets, and pillows to help support you. Traditionally, the practice is not done in bed, so on the floor, so you may need some extra props, pillows, things under your knees, so that as you practice for the next 45 to minutes to an hour, that you'll be comfortable throughout the practice. Also, making sure that you're not falling asleep during practice. This is a way for us to prepare for meditation, so we don't want to create a habit of falling asleep during the practice. If you notice that you fall asleep, best thing is to get up and move on with your day, maybe practicing at another time of day, just to make sure that you're not creating that habit for yourself. It's a systematic practice, so we'll first work with any tension that might be in the body. We'll do a contraction and release method to help release any deep-seated tension that might be in the body, so you can rest comfortably and be still throughout the practice. And then we'll be working with moving through the body, different centers of the body, to help the mind relax. So building concentration, reducing the fluctuations that naturally occur in the mind. And then we'll be working with the breath. We'll be doing three different practices using the breath that will take us to that next level of deep relaxation. Yoga Nidra is a wonderful practice to help give us a sense of what it means to be in meditation, a concentrated mind moving peacefully inward. So welcome. Okay, so starting with basic relaxation, coming into a posture called the crocodile pose, which is belly down, legs extending back behind you, slightly separated, stacking your forearms and letting your forehead rest on your stacked forearms. Here's an opportunity for you to just kind of let go of the events of your day, settling into the body, allowing the mind to settle into the body, and begin to focus your attention on your breathing. So resting here in this belly down position for several breaths, feeling the movement of breath in your abdomen, feel the rise and fall of the back body as you breathe, and just allowing your attention to be completely absorbed in the process of breathing. If you can begin to allow the breath to move exclusively through the nose, breathing through the nose will help slow the breath down. And then seeing if you can allow the breath to be continuous so that there's no gaps, there's no holding, there's no pausing between the inhalation and the exhalation. Allowing the breath to be slightly deep without effort. And then allowing the breath to be even so that the inhalation and the exhalation are at about the same length. So as we cultivate these qualities of good breath, it allows the nervous system to begin to relax, preparing us for our yoga nidra experience. The breath is continuous. The breath is deep without effort. And the breath is even. Anytime the mind wanders to things outside of the room, simply redirect your awareness gently to noticing your breath and cultivating those qualities of deep, continuous, even breathing. Now allowing yourself to take a slightly deeper breath. And then begin any gentle movements that help you kind of come back into the body as we prepare to transition from resting in a belly down position to a position on our back. So taking your time over the next several breaths to come into a reclined position with the legs extended slightly apart, the arms down on either side, slightly away from the torso, and the head resting neutral. This posture called Shavan or Shavasana, the corpse pose. And as you're resting on your back, again, cultivating those qualities of good breathing. Feel the movement of the abdomen, gentle movements of the chest as you breathe, allowing the breath to be continuous, so there's no gaps, there's no holding or pausing between the inhale and the exhale. Allowing the breath to be deep without any effort. And there's an evenness in the breath, so the inhalation and the exhalation are at about the same length. So giving yourself some time here as you are resting in Shavan pose, to just settle into that relaxed, even breath. Knowing that as we breathe diaphragmatically, it has a relaxation response on the nervous system. The heart rate slows down, digestion speeds up. Feel your right leg relaxing. Feel the right arm relaxing. Feel the left leg, the left arm. Both legs, both arms relaxed. Relaxing through the torso, relaxing the neck, relaxing the head. So the whole of the body is relaxed. Let the whole body completely relax. The body is relaxed. And your awareness is on that ease of breath as it flows in and out. So now as we continue to rest in our Shavan pose, we'll be working with systematic tension and release practices through the body to help us kind of systematically release any deep-seated tensions so that as we practice Yoga Nidra, we can comfortably rest in stillness without any aches or pains through the body. So as you continue to rest on your back, bring your attention to your right leg. The rest of the body is nice and relaxed, and we're going to work just with the right leg. Point the right toes away from you and begin to feel tension building in the right foot, up into the right ankle, the right knee, the right hip. And then letting the body relax fully. Focus on the breath being deep and full, ease in the breath. So focusing again on that right leg, letting the rest of the body be completely relaxed. As you begin to point the toes away from you, feeling tension moving into the right foot, the right ankle, the right knee, the right hip. And then with the next exhalation, let the whole body soften. Feel the ease of breath flowing in and out. Now one more round. Pointing those right toes away from you, feel tension moving into the right foot, the right ankle, the right knee, the right hip. And then as you exhale, let the whole body soften. Now relaxing through the whole of the body as you breathe easily in and out. Continue the ease of breath as you now take your focus, your attention to the left leg. Pointing the left toes away from you. Feel tension moving into the left foot, the left ankle, the left knee, the left hip. And then with the next exhalation, let the whole body soften. Focusing just on that left leg, everything else relaxed. As you point the left toes away, feel tension moving into the left foot, left ankle, left knee, left hip. And then as you exhale, the whole body softens as breath moves with ease in and out. One more round, focusing on that left leg, pointing the toes away, feeling tension building in the left foot, moving into the left ankle, the left knee, the left hip. And as you exhale, the whole body softens. As you rest here, feel the breath moving easily in and out. Now working with both legs so the upper body stays completely relaxed as we point the toes away, feeling tension moving through the feet, into both ankles, both knees, and both hips. And then with the next exhalation, everything softens. The breath is moving with ease, the whole body relaxed. Again, pointing the toes away from you as tension moves through the feet, into both ankles, both knees, and both hips. As you exhale, let the whole body soften. The breath moves with ease. Upper body completely relaxed as we do one more round, pointing the toes away from you, tension moving through the feet, into the ankles, the knees, and the hips. And then as you exhale, the whole body softens. Now allow yourself to rest here, feeling the ease of breath and deep relaxation in the legs. Now we'll focus on one side of the body at a time, starting with the right side, so the left side stays completely relaxed. We're going to reach out through the right toes and out through the right fingers. So you feel tension moving through the right ankle, the right knee, the right hip, the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, and then the whole right side of the body softens. The whole body softens. Breath moves with ease. And again, focusing on just the right side, left side completely relaxed. Reaching out through the fingers and the toes as tension moves into the ankle, knee, hip, wrist, elbow, shoulder. As you exhale, the whole body softens. Feel the ease of your breath and relaxation in the whole of the body. One more time, focusing on the right side, reaching through the right toes, the right fingers, as tension moves through the ankle, knee, hip, wrist, elbow, shoulder. As you exhale, the whole body softens. Rest here. Feel the ease of your breath and relaxation in the whole of the body. Now take your focus to the left side of the body, trying to maintain a sense of relaxation along the right as we build tension in the left side of the body by pointing out through the left toes and fingers, tension moving up into that left ankle, knee, hip, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and then exhale and soften. Feel the ease of breath and the whole body relaxing. Again, focusing on just the left side, pointing the toes and the fingers away as tension moves into the ankle, knee, hip, wrist, elbow, shoulder. Exhale, soften the whole body. Feel how easy the breath moves when the body is relaxed. One last time, pointing through the toes and the fingers, tension into the ankle, knee, hip, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. And then as you exhale and everything softens and relaxes, feeling the whole of the body, feel the breath and the whole body softening. Now we'll focus in just the arms, starting with the right arm. So the whole lower half of the body, the torso completely relaxed. Pointing the right fingertips away from you. Feel tension moving through the right hand, the right wrist, the right elbow, and the right shoulder. And then letting the whole body soften as you exhale. So it's just that right arm that's tensing, reaching through the fingers, feeling the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, and then exhale, relax. One more time as we focus on the right side, reaching through the right fingers, tensing up through that wrist, elbow, shoulder. And then as you exhale, the whole body softens. The breath moves with ease. And then taking your mental focus to the left arm. The whole body relaxed and our attention is just on that left arm as we reach out through the left fingers. Tension moving through the left hand into the wrist, elbow, shoulder, and then as you exhale, the whole body relaxes. The breath is moving easily. And again, focusing just on that left arm, reaching through the fingers, tension moving into the wrist, elbow, shoulder. Exhale, the whole body softens. One more round, just the left arm, reaching through the fingertips. Feel the tension moving up into the wrist, elbow, shoulder, and then the whole body relaxing. As you rest here, the whole body softening, breath moving with ease. Now we'll do both arms. The whole lower half of the body remains relaxed as we reach out through our fingertips, feeling tension moving into both wrists, both elbows and shoulders, and then exhale, let go. Breath moves with ease. Again, just the arms reaching through the fingertips, feel tension moving up through the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, and then let it go. The breath ease in and out. One more round. Reach through the fingers, tension moving up the arms through the wrist, the elbow, the shoulders, and then as you soften, the whole body resting against the floor, and the breath is moving with ease. Pause here. Now we'll do the whole body, reaching through the toes, reaching out through the fingers, feel tension moving up through the ankles, the knees, the hips, wrist, elbows, shoulders, the whole body is tense. And then exhale and let go. Again, pointing the toes and the fingers away. Feel tension moving up through the feet, into the ankles, knees, hips, wrist, elbows, shoulders, whole body tense. And then let go. One more round, reaching through the fingers and toes, tension moving up through the ankles, knees, hips, wrists, elbows, shoulders, whole body tense, and then let go. Feel the whole body soften, the ease of your breath, and resting here, letting the breath move in and out. Feel the whole body softening. Now, as we prepare to do some tension and relaxation techniques for the back of the body, take a moment, just wiggle your fingers and toes, make sure you're still awake. Take a slightly deeper breath. And then over the next couple of breaths, transition from being on your back to, again, resting belly down. So over the next couple of breaths, come into a belly down position. As you come into your belly down position, allowing yourself to adopt that crocodile pose once again. So the legs slightly separated, the forearms stacked, and your forehead's resting on your stacked forearms. Take some time to settle in, relaxing the back of the body, and allowing that deep diaphragmatic breath to just ease its way back in. The breath is continuous, deep without effort, and even. So now as we move from crocodile pose into some tension and release exercises for the back, we'll be working with boat pose. So bringing the legs in a little bit closer to one another and the arms alongside the ears extended overhead. So as you take the next inhalation, contract the glutes, lift the legs and both arms so that you're balancing on the abdomen, feeling tension in the back of the body. And then as you exhale, lower down, turning the head off to one side if you like, and pause and breathe. Feel the back body completely softening, the breath moving with ease. Again, as we prepare for boat, if having the arms overhead is causing you any lower back discomfort, feel free to have the arms down on either side of you as an alternative. Otherwise, with the arms extended overhead, fingers pointing forward, legs stretched back behind you, drawing the buttocks together, and then lifting the legs, the head, the chest, and the arms so that you're balancing on the abdomen, feeling tension building along the backside of the body. And then with the next exhale, slowly lowering down. If you're turning the head, turning it in the opposite direction as you rest, allowing breath to move with ease. And so we have one more round of our boat pose. So the legs a little bit closer, arms either overhead or resting alongside you. And then as you take the next inhalation, rolling the buttocks together, extending the legs back and up, lifting the head, chest, and arms, balancing on the abdomen, feel tension building in the back of the body. And then with the exhalation, lowering down. As you lower down, bringing yourself back into that crocodile pose, separating the legs, stacking the forearms, and allowing your forehead to rest on your stacked forearms. Pausing here, breathing, and feeling the back of the body softening. As we move to the next contraction and release exercise for the back of the body, the head can stay resting on your stacked forearms, or if you prefer to slide the arms out a little bit and stack the palms instead, feel free. And then drawing the legs a little bit closer to one another. Keeping the upper part of the body as relaxed as possible while focusing on the lower half. So with the next exhalation, rolling the buttocks together and contracting through the glutes. And then softening as you relax, letting the breath move with ease. We'll work two more rounds, tensing and releasing along the back side of the body. So with the next breath out, rolling the buttocks together, contracting the glutes, and holding tension all around the lower back, the sacral area, and then releasing. Pausing for breath, feel the whole back side of the body completely softening. And we have one more round here. So as you contract the glutes, rolling the buttocks together, feeling tension building in the whole lower half of the body. And then releasing, letting go, breath moves with ease, the whole back of the body completely relaxed. Pause here, connect with your breath, and let the body soften. So now taking a slightly deeper breath, relax on the breath out. And again, a slightly deeper breath to help transition to our child's pose. So as you bring the hands along the chest on either side, pressing yourself up through a tabletop position, and then resting the hips back towards the heels. They may not rest on the heels. Do your best. Make sure that you feel comfortable. And the hands can either stack underneath the forehead or have the arms tucked on either side of the legs. Knees can be together or apart. Just allowing yourself to rest in child's pose, making the posture as comfortable as possible for yourself. Any adjustments for the greatest ease here. As you rest in child's pose, notice your breathing and allow the breath to move with ease in and out. The breath is even, the breath is deep without effort, and the breath is continuous. And now for the next five exhalations, we're going to allow the exhalation to be a bit stronger, working with the abdomen. So thinking about contracting and releasing through the belly. As you take the next exhalation, allow the exhalation to be strong so that the abdomen contracts to allow all breath to move out. And then softening the belly as the breath moves in naturally. Again, exhale, contracting the abdomen so that the exhalation is strong and complete, and then softening the belly as the breath moves in naturally. Work here three more rounds with a strong exhalation and abdominal squeeze and a passive inhalation. As you take that final strong exhalation and that passive inhalation, allow the breath to again return to its natural effortless flow. Feeling the belly softening anywhere in the body. There might be any residual tension from doing the strong exhalations. So now we're going to begin our practice of 61-point relaxation. Here's a good time for you to get any props that you might need, blankets, add socks, place a pillow under your head or under the knees. Most important thing is that you'll feel comfortable during this time and not need to move or fidget. So best to prepare now so that we can move into stillness and feel absolutely comfortable and prepared. So take a few moments, get yourself ready, coming into that recline position, Shavan pose, legs extended, arms resting on either side, the head resting comfortable. And take a few breaths here just to kind of feel your body, notice if there's any adjustments that need to be made, fix your clothing, align yourself here so that it doesn't feel as though your mind is distracted by anything around you. There's a sense of evenness. And as you bring your body into stillness, allowing the body to remain completely still throughout the practice. And as the body is still, the mind is alert. We'll be moving the mind through the different centers of the body. And so as you follow along, sometimes it's nice to say the area of the body along with me. We're just noticing that area of the body. No need to tense and release. We've already done that part of the practice. So the first area of our awareness is the forehead, allowing your mind to rest its attention on the space of the forehead. And then the hollow of the throat, resting your mind's focus at the hollow of the throat. The right shoulder, the right elbow, the right wrist, the tip of the right hand thumb, tip of the index finger, tip of the middle finger, tip of the ring finger, tip of the pinky finger, your awareness of the right wrist, the right elbow, the right shoulder, resting your attention at the hollow of your throat, the left shoulder, the left elbow, the left wrist, the tip of the left hand thumb, tip of the index finger, tip of the middle finger, tip of the ring finger, tip of the pinky finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder. Resting your awareness at the center of the throat. And now the center of the chest. Let your mind rest its awareness at the center of the chest. The right side of the chest. The center of the chest. Left side of the chest and the center of the chest. Let your mind's awareness rest at the navel area. Feel your navel movements. The center of the pelvis. The right hip, the right knee, the right ankle, the tip of the right big toe, tip of the second toe, tip of the third toe, tip of the fourth toe, tip of the fifth toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, the center of the pelvis, the left hip, the left knee, the left ankle, the tip of the left big toe, tip of the second toe, tip of the third toe, tip of the fourth toe, tip of the fifth toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip, the center of the pelvis, the navel area, the center of the chest, the hollow of the throat, the forehead. Allow your awareness to rest on all points of the body, all points evenly, simultaneously, resting the mind in the space of the body. Taking 10 deep diaphragmatic breaths here, resting in the space of the body. The whole body resting. As we begin to work with sweeping breath, the breath is moving naturally. Feel the natural movement of your breath. And now draw your attention to the sensation of breath as it moves through the nostrils. Feel the coolness of the inhalation and the warmth of the exhalation. Allow your mind to rest its attention on the feeling of breath as it moves through the nose. As you feel the inhalation in the nostrils, feel as though the breath is traveling through the nose and up to the crown of the head. As you exhale, the breath flows from the crown of the head back out through the nostrils. Inhaling through the nostrils to the crown. Exhaling crown to nostrils. Follow this flow of breath with your mind. The next time that you inhale through the nostrils to the crown, with the next exhalation, imagine the breath flows down through the body to the feet. Inhaling feet to crown. Exhaling crown to feet. Inhaling feet to crown. Exhaling crown to feet. Inhaling feet to crown. Continue following the breath from the crown to the feet and back again. 5 more rounds. stay with the practice, following the breath from crown to feet and back again. As you inhale from feet to crown, with the next exhalation, breathing from the crown to the ankles. Inhaling ankles to crown. Exhale from the crown to the ankles. Inhale ankles to crown. Exhale crown to ankles. Inhale ankles to crown. Continue following the breath from the crown to the ankles and back again. Continue with the practice. No sleeping. Continue following the breath from the crown to the ankles, ankles to crown. As you inhale, ankles to crown. With the next exhalation, follow the breath from the crown to the knees. Inhale, knees to crown. Exhale from the crown to the knees. Inhale, knees to crown. Continue following the breath 10 full rounds from the crown to the knees and back again. Stay with the practice. No sleeping, following breath from crown to the knees and back. The next time that you inhale from the knees to the crown, with the next exhalation, follow the breath from the crown to the pelvic floor. Just 5 rounds here, from the pelvic floor to the crown on the inhale. Exhale, crown to the pelvic floor. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the pelvic floor. 2 more rounds on your own. As you inhale to the crown of the head, exhale from the crown to the navel. Inhale, navel to crown, 5 rounds of breath here, following the breath from crown to navel and back again. As you inhale, navel to crown, exhale, crown to the heart. Inhale, heart to crown, 5 rounds of breath, following the breath from the crown to the heart and back again. Inhale, heart to crown. Exhale, crown to the throat. Inhale, throat to crown. Exhale, crown to throat. Inhale, throat to crown. Follow the breath from crown to throat and back. 2 more rounds. And then as you inhale to the crown, exhale the short distance from the crown to the space between the eyebrows. Inhale, eyebrow center to crown. Exhale, crown to the eyebrow center. Keep on with the practice. No sleeping. As you inhale from the eyebrow center to the crown, with the next exhalation, Follow the breath from the crown to the throat. Throat to crown, 5 rounds total here. As you inhale, throat to crown. Exhale, crown to the heart center. Inhale, heart center to crown, 5 rounds total. Stay with the practice, following the breath from crown to heart and back again. As you inhale from the heart to the crown, exhale, crown to the navel center. Inhale, navel to crown, 5 rounds total. Following the breath, crown to navel, navel to crown. As you exhale, crown to the pelvic floor. Inhale, pelvic floor to crown, 5 rounds. Keep on with the practice, you know it by now. Following breath from crown to the pelvic floor and back again. As you inhale from the pelvic floor to the crown, with the next out-breath, follow the breath from the crown to the knees. 10 rounds here. Inhale, knees to crown. Exhale, crown to knees. Follow the breath. Continue practicing following the breath from the crown to the knees, knees to crown. As you inhale from the knees to the crown, exhale, crown to the ankles. Inhale, ankles to crown, 10 full rounds, following the breath from crown to ankles and back again. Keep following the breath, crown to ankles, ankles to crown. And then as you inhale to the crown, with the next out-breath, follow the breath down through the body, through the feet and into the toe tips. Inhale from the toe tips to the crown. 10 rounds of breath as you watch the breath sweep through the body from crown to toe tips and back again. Continue practicing. Make sure that you are awake and following the breath from crown to toes and back. As you inhale from the toes up to the crown of the head, exhale from the crown out through the nostrils. Inhale, nostrils to crown. Exhale, crown to the nostrils. Inhale, nostrils to crown. And now let your mind's focus rest on the sensation of breath as it moves in and out of the nostrils. Hold your attention here. Feel the coolness of the inhale and the warmth of the exhale. Resting here, focusing on breath. Feel each inhalation of a wave of fresh energy moving through the body. Each exhalation releasing along with it any fatigue, any tension, all worries. Taking a slightly deeper breath, feel the body resting on the breath out, and again a slightly deeper breath. And now we'll bring some movement back to the body. Start to gently wiggle the fingers and the toes, and not feeling hurried or rushed here. Just gentle, small movements, fingers and toes. Then on the next inhalation, spread the fingers and the toes open wide. And as you breathe out, feel the body softening. And again, inhale, spreading the fingers and the toes wide. And relax. So feel free to rest here for a few more moments in your Shavan pose. Or perhaps at this time you'd like to bend the knees and bring your feet onto the floor, just pausing there. As our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete.